In the last exercise, what you got in contact with, at least to some degree, is healthy aggression. Aggression to protect yourself, not to go and to harm others, but to protect yourself and to protect what is yours. When we are unable to really express our healthy aggression, to set our limits or our boundaries with somebody, we then become habitually angry. This is kind of like an anger that just kind of turns on its own tail. So let's, in this exercise, delve a little bit more into the nature of anger. First, constrict your hand into a fist and clench it tight. Okay, I mean really, really tight. Okay, feel the sensation of that. This experience can represent being locked up in anger, right? And when you feel your fist like this, you might even want to name some of the resentments or irritations or anger that you're aware of and what you might want to say to somebody. And again, sense your fist clenching tighter and tighter to hold all of these sensations. Now, gradually and slowly open your hand and extend your fingers so that your hand is mostly straight, but it's also a little bit like a cup. It's an open cup. Okay, where did the anger go? Right? Let's try it once more. Contract your fist and feel the constriction. Tighten it, tighten it, and tighten it. And again, think of what makes you angry. Just feel the tightness. Feel the tightness. Now, again, just allow the hand to slowly open, allow the fingers to uncurl very slowly, and come not quite too straight, but to make a little cup that is receptive, that allows a new experience, that allows new solutions, that's more and more free of pain. Let's do this exercise one more time. And as you constrict your fingers into a fist, perhaps you can think of a time, or just right now, about how angry you are about your pain, and really feel the anger. And the pain may intensify. That's okay. Feel the anger, feel the pain, and feel how angry you are at having the pain, perhaps. And this is not something you chose. This is not something that was your fault. So feel the anger, that self-protective anger, like in the animal exercise, and then very slowly again, open your hands, open your fingers, let the fingers uncurl and form this broad cup. And as you feel the sensation of opening, just notice how your pain is experienced right now. Now, once again, contract your fist. Really, really make it into a tight, tight fist. And feel how strong your anger can be. And how also your determination to keep going, even though you are in pain. But now, let's again open your hand very slowly, very slowly. Let the fingers uncurl, uncurl, little bit at a time, little bit at a time. And then they open again. Your hands are open like a cup. And now ask yourself the question, where did the pain go? The lesson here is that you can let go of anger only by first feeling it and then allowing it to transform in our bodies. Because what happens is when we stay in this contracted state, our movement stops. We're really locked in our own anger, in our own resentment. And we can't deny it. We can't just say, okay, I'm not feeling anger. I don't want to feel anger. That's sorry. It doesn't work. When we feel the anger first, and then allow it to open, or for us to open into the anger, for it to open like the opening fingers, the opening hand, then the anger transforms back into energy, back into aliveness, and also into more freedom from pain.